What's up, On Deckers? Welcome back to another week. We breaking down that Ye album, that Wyoming, that barn fire disaster. Yeah, we getting all into that as we do at the On Deck TV podcast. Please check out us and the other podcasts on the Realville Media Network.
Absolutely, man. Go to realvillemedia.com. Check out Full Sport Press Podcast every Monday if you in the sports. Shout out How Weezy, Big Jeff, and Jay Hope. They breaking down the NBA Finals. We all watching. You need somebody to break it down, go check out their latest episode. Also, Fresh for Dummies Podcast with me and the homie Jay Hope. We have the NBA first and second team all fresh squad, all right? We getting the top 10 freshest players in the NBA, man, by position, okay? And last but not least, check out the Ladies Room Podcast. They creeping up on episode 50. All right, but in the meantime, we got a lot to get to, man. Let's not waste no more time. Hey, what it do with the business is?
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
I'll let your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Veggie Miller.
Veggie Miller.
Yeah, man, the NBA Finals in full effect. It's all NBA names right now. Really? I'll let your boy Animal underscore Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Snapchat. Nah, what is Snapchat?
Yeah, you on Snapchat, Strong. You probably just on a different name. No. Got the burner account.
I'm on Reddit, though. Holler at me on Reddit. I ain't know Serena Williams' husband like on Reddit. Created Reddit. I ain't know that.
You late in the motherfucker.
I am very late at that.
What
I
you have on deck for the weekend?
I know that. My weekend was slow motion. Did a little spring cleaning. That was pretty much it. Caught up on some stuff around the house. That was my weekend. What'd you have up?
I went shopping.
What you balled out?
Yeah, man. Nah, it was sales going on, man. Y'all done take advantage of the Memorial Day sale?
The Memorial Day sales.
Fuck that.
What'd you get?
Some clothes here and
clothes and shit.
Yeah, man.
Some suited up and booted up shit.
Nah. Okay. Some street shit.
Yeah, streetwear. Fresh for dummy shit.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Cologne. You know what I'm saying? I needed some summer cologne.
Some summer. Yeah, you need all that. That vegetarian coming out of you.
But other than that, it was slow motion. I saw Avengers again, though.
Again?
Yeah.
For the third time?
Second time. Mm. Try to do me like I was a goddamn comic book geek.
Thought you camped out that first night. They ought to be sending you trailers of it.
It was just as good as the first.
It was a real active week in the rap chat over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was a real active week in rap. Man, and non-active.
Active.
Somewhat.
In quotes. When we start recording this, y'all will see that. My face.
All right, man. We get straight to it.
We can get straight to it this week.
Yeah, man. Kanye.
Now we going straight to Kanye West?
Absolutely. Let's rewind back. Friday. We're patiently waiting on this Drake response.
Yeah.
Kanye tweets out a tweet that basically says the beef is dead. Mm. It's over with. Yeah. It was a little ambiguous. We didn't know what beef he was talking about.
We didn't even know which Kanye was talking.
Or that.
Which one of the personalities.
Could have been the other bipolar Kanye that wants to kill himself. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he tweeted out that the beef was done. A lot of people were confused.
Right.
Then Jay Prince, a couple of interviews came out. He's doing a promo run for his book, The Art and Science of Respect.
Absolutely.
And he revealed that Drake had a diss song on deck and that he felt Pusha T went a little too far.
Mm.
All right. But he stopped Drake from releasing the diss because he said it would have ruined Kanye's career and would have hurt Pusha T as well. Now, my question is, did Jay Prince make the right call?
Jay Prince made the right call if you're on a book tour. If you are selling The Art and Science of Respect, which is the name of his book, and you're trying to show people how well respected you are, for those people that didn't know Jay Prince or the people that didn't believe the myths or the legends and saying he's not that powerful and this and that, he comes out with a statement and his words stops one of the most dangerous rap beefs in history, allegedly. Like,
facts.
People saying people are going too far. People are saying this will end up like Pac and Biggie. Like, the conspiracy theories were out. And Jay Prince, if I'm trying to sell a book and I want you to think that I need, well, if I want you to think that I'm well respected, What more would I do besides this? So I don't know who set up this marketing plan or the rollout. Did this just happen at the right time for the beef as far as Pusha T and Drake? I'm not sure, but I do know it worked out well for Jay Prince. Not so much for Drake. I don't know about Pusha T. He won this, but he could have really deaded him if he did some more. So to end it here worked out best for him, and I think he made the right call for himself.
Yeah, he clearly made the right call for himself. Mm-hmm. Selfishly as a fan.
Right.
I need to hear that song, bro.
Mm.
If there is a song I need to hear.
As a Kanye fan, you want to hear that song.
I want to hear it. As a fan of rap music.
Right.
Like, this was shaping up to be a nice little 2-3 round battle. Like, when the last time we had one of those?
I agree with you. I wanted to hear it. There's no reason, in my opinion, why you don't come out with it. I don't buy into that whole he went too far thing.
You don't think he hit below the belt?
He hit below the belt, but that's not too far, though.
That disqualifies you. That disqualifies you in boxing if you hit below the belt.
This ain't the same kind of fight, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the streets come to it, it's a little bit more to it. This ain't boxing. Like, some of the rules are thrown out. And as we talked about earlier in our group chat or whatnot, right, when the wife was mentioned, the rules were thrown out. So that's just what it happened. So I think there are two sides of this.
If the wife was dissed, then the rules would have been thrown out. The wife was just mentioned. Relax. Mentioned
in engagement.
That opened the door.
Okay, right. So two things go from this with Drake. Drake could have took this as, okay, yeah, I respect what you say, Jay Prince, but I got to do this for me.
No, that ain't going to help.
That's definitely not going to happen.
That's definitely not going to happen.
I mean, at what point then would people not make fun of him for this? Because Pusha T, he made a dent, right? So if somebody else want to come at Drake, is Jay Prince going to jump in every time? Is it going to go too far every time?
He hasn't jumped in every time, so let's stop that.
I'm just saying, man.
But I will say that this is what people need to stop saying.
What?
Stop saying that there's no such thing as out of bounds in rap beef. Yes, there is. Now, I'm not saying that Pusha T stepped out, mm-hmm, but there is such a thing.
Give me an example of out of bounds in rap beef to you.
Troy Ave dissing Joey Badass Homie that committed suicide. That's trash.
Okay, now
that's whack.
That's 100% true.
Come on,
but
man.
There's a but to this.
No, it's not.
It's Troy Ave.
No, that's out of bounds.
Like, when you're a trash person, 100%, like the expectations that we got from him, like once you heard that, you weren't like,
I wasn't surprised.
Exactly, because it's Troy Ave.
But it's still a trash move. That's all I'm saying. That's out of bounds.
That's trash.
Yeah. That's trash.
But when you're dealing with a trash person, you can't expect nothing but trash.
Kanye tweeted,
right,
Wiz Khalifa's son name. That was out of, when they was going through it, that was out of bounds, dude. Mm. Why are you bringing up the kid, bruh? Like, stop, just because he used to fuck with Amber and he used to fuck. You ain't got no rights to be bringing up this man, little boy, and Wiz done got swole now and everything. That's why you on that peaceful shit, dude.
No, but what happened what happened when he went out of bounds? He stepped back in bounds very quickly. When Wiz is like, nigga, hey, goddamn it, you better relax.
That's because Wiz had all the rights to do that. That's my point. So there is such a thing as out of bounds. People need to stop saying that there isn't.
All right.
Stop saying that.
Those are two valid examples.
Now, Pusha T shit with low blows. Now, whether you think a low blow, pause, is out of line, there's a thin line between that.
Right.
So that's subjective. Mm. I understand if somebody's on one side being like, nah, that's not too bad. Like, people have said worse. That's fair. I also feel like what Jay Prince said, hey, man, when you start bringing mamas and daddies and family and his homie that's sick and all that, now you're doing too much. If it was just between y'all two, then I wouldn't be sitting back. I'd be sitting back like I did with him and Meek.
Right.
Because it was just them two. Niggas wasn't bringing in daddies and mamas and shit. He said, that's what, you know, Jay Prince old school. Let's not act brand new.
And that's one thing that I was going to say about this. Jay Prince is more old school. So I think one thing that he's kind of missing here is that it ain't, and it's going to sound crazy because we're going to get into Tekashi and Chief Keef.
Of course.
But it ain't really that dangerous like we were talking about with Pac and Big. Because even with these low blows, and again, this is all like as far as your perception, it wasn't that far out of bounds. But to you think when Drake and Pusha seen each other, even after the 40 thing, like he not swinging on him.
It may not be though.
Those are two clever penmen. Exactly. And it may not be him. You're right. But I don't know no OVO camp. Like who running around with that? Like, it ain't like no Limit and Death Row and Bad Boy back in the day.
Super
like
street niggas.
Yeah, it ain't that type of party no more. And that's one, because hip hop has grown more so as to what people have going on. So everybody got a job. job. Facts. Everybody's there more so for a reason as opposed to just hanging around. Oh, I'm the muscle. Oh, I'm the street guy that bring weed. And I can find my own weed and stuff now. That's how it goes. So,
nah, that's fair. I just want people to realize, A, who Jay Prince is. Mm-hmm. We're not going to act like this nigga's Drake's dad. And he's coming to save him from the beef that he's losing. Mm-hmm. Jay Prince has a history of squashing beef, dude. So, T.I. and Lil Flip
sure did.
Squashed that beef.
Sure did.
Several beefs in Houston with Zero and Mike Jones and all them.
Pow Wall and Mike Jones is going at it, a lot of stuff. Okay.
He did the same thing when Puff allegedly had put hands on Drake. He put that courtesy call out.
He ain't squashing no beef with Baby.
He not until he get paid. Hey, you notice all these people we named have never named Jay Prince though?
They bet not.
They have not said dude name in no. Even Kanye, when he tweeted out the peace shit, he didn't say, man, I just got through rapping with Jay Prince. That nigga just said, hey man, we it's all love now.
Did you see that Roy Woods Jr. story where he was talking about he tried to prank call him?
Roy Woods Jr. Oh, the no, comedian. I didn't. So trying to prank call Jay Prince?
Yeah, he do those like prank calls like Nephew Tommy and Ricky Smiley, where he like acting like something happened.
Right.
So he called Jay Prince up and he was like telling him that he owed him some money and like you wasn't gonna be able to do nothing to this and that till you gave me my money. He said Jay Prince didn't laugh.
Oh, I already know.
He said he ain't get hype or nothing. He said all he said was, "Hey man, where you at?" Then he said he tried to stay in character. He tried to keep it like going or whatever.
Trying to be funny,
right?
Shit.
And then he said he felt kind of weird because after that he still said, "Hey man, where you at, man? Quit talking. Just tell me where you at. I'll pull up to you." And so he said he broke character. Told him, "Hey, like man, this is just a joke. I don't want you to take it serious." The little engineer dude that jumped in, "Hey, this meet is such and such. I gave him your number. We thought it would be funny for the radio." Jay Prince responded, said, "Oh, you was such and such. I know exactly where y'all at. I'm on my way." And hung up. Roy Wood said he ain't even wait. He got on the plane. He said he was in Houston 2 hours and left. He said, "I ain't even wait till he got there." So that's just a little story about Jay Prince and what people, his whole persona.
And I don't know how much he'll dive into this, into the book and all of that, but just do your Googles, do your homework. Shout out to the Rap Chat. Cotton, I seen him putting up some articles about, just giving you some context of who Jay Prince is. Now, look, we're not talking about, like, Jay Prince the boogeyman, okay? We're just saying that he's a respected figure.
Yeah, like, we ain't saying he's going to make people disappear.
Yes.
We're not saying, like, barbershops are going to get shot up. None of that. Like, all we're saying is that, like, with everything else, there's a line of clergy that goes, and he happens to be at the top of that line.
And this isn't the first time he's done this. That's, I need people to understand that. Now, I will say this, though. Mm-hmm. He said that the song would ruin Kanye's career.
Okay, let's get into that. Yo, boy, how do you feel about that? As a Kanye stan?
No, my thing is, because the rumor was that Drake was looking for dirt on Pusha T.
Right, and he didn't have it.
And he couldn't find any that was substantial.
He was going to shoot a video in Virginia.
He should have.
He's going to get Malice on the verse.
But they said in looking for dirt on Pusha,
right,
he came up on Kanye a fucking landfill-sized bag of dirt on Kanye. What
would you end your hero's career? Because he said he looked up to Kanye.
Now they were tight. They had a collab album on the way and all that. All
right, so
they worked together and all this shit.
So all is fair in love and war.
Now that my mom and my dad and my dying friend are in it.
You brought my friend into this who has
MS. Yeah.
All right. I come upon this landfill. I'm already the number one rapper. This little Pusha T beef ain't really hurting me.
Nah,
right?
I don't want to hear that. Because the whole internet going crazy like, finally, somebody got Drake.
But that's your man's, though. You're a Drake finally. Fan. Okay, all I'm saying is this. The people that didn't want to like Drake, they going to say exactly what you see.
Anyway.
The people that been waiting to jump off the ship, yes.
Yeah, it's true.
The other people that love him like you do, you ain't going nowhere. You going to be there at 12:01:01 as soon as that Scorpion drop. People like me, I respect Drake as an artist. So I'm going to listen to the music regardless too, because I don't think it's going to stop being good.
Right, that's a fact.
Right? So with Drake, he looking at this like, what? You got your hero. You're Kanye West, this guy you looked up to, who you feel is talented. Are you willing to end this career for this? You willing to do that? You went in there and you recorded that?
I think he's
Are you talking about people being out of line?
I think he's competitive. I think the shots that he got.
This is the problem that people have with Drake.
No, I think the shots that Pusha took, he took personally. And what
and,
happened?
And that's fine. That's fine. But if you can't find nothing on Pusha T, then you try your best and make a solid fight what you can. But like the landfill for Kanye West, and this would have ruined his life and career. I understand Jay Prince stepping in now that you say that, because this ain't got shit to do with Kanye West.
It does. No.
Just because Jay Prince is his boss and can make him stop, I don't mean that Kanye West can do the same thing to Pusha.
Pusha T threw shots at Baby. And he's been throwing shots at Wayne
for years.
Those are Drake's bosses. Drake had heat for Kanye in his shit too, so he gets a piece of that as well. Because Kanye threw Drake under the bus on the Pablo tour. That's how they fell out to begin with.
Right.
So, before I lose this thought though,
all right.
What in the world could have been on that song to quote unquote end someone's career?
Look who you're talking about. You talking about a nigga that flew people out to Wyoming with a barn fire and married.
So you're saying it does anything?
I wouldn't be surprised if anything that came out about Kanye West. That's
but
not,
what is big enough to end a career, though? That's what I'm saying.
I don't even want to speculate. Because the speculations like could get wild. And I don't even want to speculate what he may have had on Kanye. But like I said, you gonna record that?
I already know what he had.
But that's the thought that I was going to. That's the problem that people have with Drake, because people will jump to his defense, like in the rap chat, and say, "Oh, you went too far and this and that." But no one says anything when he steps outside the line. Like when he had the pressure on Meek, it wasn't going too far. And I know he didn't talk about his mom and his dad,
right.
There's a point in time where it was excessive and no one cared. He was piling on. No one cared. Drake gets a pass. And even to say that he recorded this and Jay Prince heard something, as an old man in hip hop who done heard a lot of shit, for him to be like, "Nah, dog, scrap that."
Here's the reason.
Drake can't do that.
Here's two reasons.
You can't play both sides like that.
The reason why he doesn't get heat for that is because he didn't start the beef with Meek Mill. Mm. People always forget who starts what. You can't cry, "Oh man, you weren't there when you crushed Meek." No, you want to know why? Because it was Meek who took the Twitter, and we know who Quentin Miller is because of Meek, y'all.
That's fine.
Y'all forget that. Pusha T, he didn't start this shit with Pusha T. Go down the timeline. Let's trace it back. He allegedly threw Drake in a couple of songs years ago, and Drake simply is responding. That's when you have free will throw motherfuckers under the bus, is when you didn't start it. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine. So my point is saying this, though. Where is the outside of the line or out of the box for Drake? Why isn't he held to the same standard?
He hasn't done it yet.
He recorded it. Somebody had to come in and stop him.
This is it then. This is his out of line. This is Jay Prince saying, "Drake, you out of line." Mm. So now, here, you wanted to, bro, you remember what happened when Jay heard that Ether and what he came back with after that?
He needed a Jay Prince.
He came back with that Super Ugly, and you could tell he was in his feelings off of that Ether because of how he went in on that Super Ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
You could tell that hit him. So this was going to come out, and Jay Prince said, "Bro, you think this shit is hot? You think this is, you're going to look weak because it's going to look like this shit really got to you." Yeah, this shit may be true. Yeah, this shit may be a fucking blockbuster, but it's going to make you look weak, dude, because this is out of character for you. I understand you hot. They talked about your best friend. I understand you hot. They talked about your mom and your pops, dude. I get that. Mm-hmm. But this ain't the way. Kill him with your album. Make sure that shit fire. Kill him with that shit. Because I'm telling you, what would have happened was he would have came out with some shit about that laptop that Kanye said he got back from his cousin. Mm-hmm. But instead of being on there with hoes,
what?
He's going to be on there with dudes. That's going to be the bombshell. I'm telling y'all right now, that's the only thing that could break up families, like what Jay Prince was talking about.
I'm going to let you speculate on that.
That's the only, there's no other thing. You can't be on there with another model or something like that. Nobody give a fuck about that shit.
Kanye West did it all anyway, so what else would it be?
They wouldn't have cared about that. That's the only thing
that's rough
in Jay Prince's mind.
Okay.
I'm not saying I would give a shit. I'm saying Jay Prince's mind.
Just
that's
he
career
old school.
Exactly.
And you think that would be something that he heard, even if Drake alluded to that in a song, that would ruin him?
That, and okay. If he had proof, that would ruin him.
Got it. Understood.
I mean, he would think that would ruin him. I'm not saying it would or it wouldn't.
So here is my question, and I'm going to file this a question and a complaint.
Okay.
This, again, is the problem that people that are not fans, as big of fans of Drake as you may be, this is the problem that they have with him. You know what that could potentially do to someone. you know what Kanye West means to hip hop. I may not think he means it to hip hop like everybody else does, but I understand the sentiment. I understand what Kanye West says, George Bush doesn't like black people, what that means and how that changes the tide. And I also understand what it means when he puts on America, Make America Great Again.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you think Drake knows that?
Yeah, of course.
They're probably secrets like the one that you just alluded to out there about plenty of your other favorite stars.
Probably so.
And there are probably people that know these things. And those people have kept that shit to themselves in interest of the culture. They don't want to ruin it for millions of motherfuckers that look up to them.
Nah,
that was the case. Bro. I'm just saying, if that was the case, if people stop following them for that, right?
He don't care about that right now.
Who don't?
Drake don't care
about
that.
That's the problem.
No,
that's the reason that people so mad at him for putting on blackface. You can't run out here and say, running through the city with my woes, saying you this, saying you that, I'm number one in this culture, when you don't give a fuck about the culture. That's the problem, and the reason he gets such vitriol from the people that don't really like him, or the people that ain't really fans of him. He don't give a fuck about the culture. If you willing to ruin Kanye West, niggas, y'all have given him so many passes, Kanye West, who I'm talking about. He willing to ruin all of that just because someone hurt his feelings? That's weak.
No, because remember, in rap beef, apparently everything is allowed.
No, not that. Come nigga, on, bro. You just talked about yo going out of line, and it ain't never went
listen,
there. So if you're talking about those two scenarios that you gave up for going out over the line, out of line, that's definitely. And you know the backlash and the what is it? The homophobia in hip hop, if that's how you say it.
Yeah.
But with that being said, like, you know what that would cause if Drake was.
First of all, I'm just assuming that's it, though.
Yeah, we're speaking hypothetically here. So, but I'm just saying, if Drake were to say that and do that or even allude to that and then roll a proof out there and ruin Kanye, like, you know what I mean? Hey, do you think people got the right to deserve to know that if he don't want people to know?
Nah.
So, would Drake be wrong for that?
Apparently all is fair as a Drake and Kanye fan. You can pull up and blow up if it's within context of rap beef.
To you as a Kanye West and Drake fan, they're probably your two favorite artists, right?
Two of them, yes.
Right, so would that be? How would you feel about that?
He'd be out of line.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying. It would show 48 laws of power, art of war. Man, you can't show that. That looks like weakness.
It's true.
If you get too emotional,
go that far.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to look like Jay was super ugly. And some could argue that's what Pusha T response sounded like. Mm-hmm. He sounded like it was Jay from Super Ugly, dude. Because you took a line that he mentioned your wife, what is a play on words. He didn't throw no disses.
That wasn't a play on words.
Yes, it was.
What's her name?
Virginia Wynn. He said, I'm going to let my name ring on you like Virginia Williams. A play on words because that's his fiance. They have rings. You get
it? That's probably one of the worst Drake bars ever. And to stoop down and have to do that and just to throw her name in there is the problem.
That was a smart play because a lot of people didn't know who that was.
That's the reason he got slaughtered.
First of all,
he tried to stoop down. You reached that hard for that bar and you got manhandled for it.
How many rap? First of all, people need to stop acting like rap beefs literally go 12 rounds. Let's stop.
You said you wanted three more?
No, I selfishly, because this shit is entertaining.
It is. It's very entertaining.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm being robbed of a classic legendary beef.
That's usually about three songs. That's what we at is right
now. That's my point.
That's it.
So people are going to be like, nigga, you wasn't finna get round eight, dude.
I guess it's just the way that it ended. And I don't have, actually, now that we've sit and had this conversation, I have less of a problem with the ending.
Yeah, it's not as bad as
what could have happened.
You just want to hear the song, man.
Yeah,
that's it.
I just want to hear the song. And I ain't even talking about what could have happened. And I ain't talking about no shooting, deaths. I ain't talking about none of that. But just like, if it was as damaging as what you alluded to, then I don't want to see that.
I'm only going off what Jay Prince said.
And if that's the case,
then Jay Prince made the right call.
As much as I'm not a fan of Kanye, I ain't here for that.
That'd have been some slaw.
Tough. But I don't think it's that. If I had to speculate, I think it's something that got to do with the whole Kardashian clan. And what about
his marriage was fake or something? I mean, what it was?
Something of that nature. Something that would come out and then
got him tied up
contract
and,
as far as all of this for publicity. I could see all of that and that whole facade being ruined that they got going on. Maybe that, but that's probably as far as I can see.
Yeah, but I don't. I guess that's a lot of money
out of a lot of people's pocket. If that
people would be glad if he broke up with Kim though. That would ruin his career. That would jumpstart it.
I mean,
he'll start making college dropouts again and shit.
We hope
nobody be hot about that.
We hope.
Yeah, I don't know. It's put to bed.
It's a good conversation to have, man. It was some.
I would love to hear the song, though.
Some very good comments in the rap chat. Maybe we'll get to those a little
now,
later.
Now, people was on point. I love the discussions.
End, yeah, let's read a couple of those at the end of the episode.
Absolutely, man. We got to move on to more beef. Pause. Chief Keef was shot at in New York City following a little social media beef with Tekashi 69. Now, why are Chief Keef and Tekashi beefing, you ask? It's because Chief Keef was featured on Trippie Red's new song, I Kill People.
I Kill People.
Okay, which is supposedly aimed at Tekashi. So, Keef thought shit was cool, went to New York, tweeted his location, all right, only for him to get shot at moments later in front of the W Hotel where he was staying. My question is it time to put some respect on Tekashi's name?
Nah. I don't think this got nothing to do with respect on his name. This stupid.
Y'all keep playing with dude.
I mean, even
how many times you got to prove that maybe he not as clownish as he look?
I mean, he may have some real gunners with him. I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is, the song I read the lyrics to this song. I wanted to figure out what he said, and Chief Keef's verse. I couldn't find it, so I guess the whole song was aimed at him. Him and Trippie Red, I'm talking about 6ix9ine, they were beefing.
Yeah, they fell out. So they used to be cool, but they fell out. Yeah.
And this song was, I guess, directed to him. So
allegedly,
I don't know why he went and got Chief Keef to put him on here. And I guess 6ix9ine felt like that was disrespectful for Chief Keef to hop on it.
On some 50 Cent shit.
Man, he gonna get hot for dude pretty soon. Like, did you see his IG when he was talking about, oh, I want to do a feature with Chief Keef?
Yeah,
you know
that.
Why that happened, right?
Yeah,
police,
I'm sure,
looking for him and shit. They
of course.
I don't think it's time to be scared of him. I think the little act right here is getting old, though.
You said that a couple months ago. I'm going to be straight
with you.
He's getting
old. That's what I'm saying. He picked the right one this time, though. He picked the right one with Chief Keef and Lil Reese this time.
He went at my boy Herbo, though.
All right. He picked the right people. If you want to play, they going if you do want to play and show me that this real life, he picked the right ones this time.
For the record, I'm
willing to see how this ends up.
For the record, Tekashi was in L.A. when Chief Keef was in New York. This is the definition of when keeping the real goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You put your location up like, yeah, nigga, I'm here, and then 5 minutes later, two dudes hop out and get the cutting at you, nigga. That lesson learned. You're not gonna do that dumb shit again. It's not worth it, dude.
Chief Keef come from it though.
It's not worth. You don't tell people where you that's looking case, for man. You. Nobody's from that.
He don't believe him. That's what I'm saying.
He like, do no, now.
No. Did you see what happened after that?
No.
He posted his location again. Guess where it said?
That nigga dumb as fuck.
L.A.
Yeah, back home.
Guess what Tekashi is?
Going back to New York,
no,
probably.
No, he's in L.A.
Oh, my
God.
Because
he just did the IG prior to saying, oh, I don't know what I had to do and this and that. And he was in L.A. Chief Keef did the little smirk face thing and was in L.A. and TMZ seen him when he got off the plane. And he was trying to act like, oh, I don't know him. And just put his finger over his mouth. So, like I said, if it is real, we'll see this time. Because I feel like he picked the wrong ones. And if it ain't real, this continue. Like 3 months from now, it'll happen to someone else. I think he look up to Chief Keef, though. Chief Keef started this whole wave.
They the same age, though. They both 22.
Chief Keef just 22 years old?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's wild. That's wild. I feel like he's been in the game for 10 years.
Chief Keef is 22?
Yeah.
Wow.
He can barely drink.
I did not know that.
He can't play nobody. I mean, look, home court advantage is real. You can't go to somebody else's hood and be like, oh, well, I'm here. Well, and you just got on a flight. You ain't got no straps or nothing, dude. They don't give a fuck if you at the W, the Ramada Inn.
He get on the flight. Oh, you talking about in New York?
Yeah, what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing?
He don't believe it.
He believe it now.
No, he doesn't.
The nigga said he was scared. He did a phone interview. Said he was scared, bro.
That's just to cover his ass. When something happened to Kashi 6ix9ine, they're going to be like, well, Chief Keef, where were you? I was scared. That's exactly where I was, dog. I was scared. I don't know what y'all talking about. So he doing everything right to retaliate. You just gonna see what happened from this. I don't know. I just don't think this is real. Chief Keef.
No, it's real.
Chief Keef started this whole movement and this whole thing. What I meant by look up to him. The whole had your whole clique in the videos with the guns out. The young dude being crazy and stuff. The colored hair. I think Chief Keef started all this, and this is just his way of paying homage to him.
He had a phone interview. Chief Keef had a phone interview when he landed, mm-hmm, with the Post.
Right.
They asked him about the shooting. His response, it's just a beef between me and 6ix9ine. That's what we doing?
But when he got off the seat, somebody talked to him. Because when he got off the plane later with TMZ, he said, who? You know what I'm saying? He playing the dumb role.
It's too late, dude.
Yeah.
You just said
Tekashi did the same thing though,
on record.
He said, oh, I look up to Chief Keef. I would love to do a song. You know how much a feature costs?
Yeah, that's different.
How's that?
That mean you didn't dry snitch on a nigga, dude. Like, what is that? Mean? Why do people do that? I just seen dude in Atlanta get robbed in D.C.
Wait, before you get to that, who dry snitched?
The nigga just told the newspaper that the shooting wasn't anything. It's just a beef between me and 6ix9ine.
He 22. He don't know.
Like, what?
He 22 with a
fourth. Bro, I just seen dude on my man that got robbed in D.C., Hood Rich Pablo. Yeah. Why the niggas that robbed him on Instagram, on their account, showing the chains off, saying that they just robbed a nigga, dude?
Fame is the new crack.
Like, what are you people, bro?
Everybody getting a little hit from IG. Oh, man, you got the new IG.
Hey, man.
You got that IG on you, bro. You got it on IG, though.
Whoever created IG, I can't think of the name right now, Mark Zuckerberg. The police need to get these niggas medals.
He bought it from somebody, didn't he? He owned
it. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg. Man. They need to get these niggas a statue in front of the police precinct, dude. Because they got people doing all of the work for them, dude. Like, they just made the job so much. All these niggas finna be locked up, bro. And then they're going to complain and say niggas snitched on them. Mm. Bro, motherfuckers is crazy. It's just a beef between. Nah, man.
Like I say, that's just silly. He took it's a beef between me and 6ix9ine back. It was too late.
Too late.
By then. But I ain't gonna say I'd love to see what comes of it, I'm interested in the outcome. I'll say that.
Man, listen. Moving on. People riding this little beef train. Pause.
Please, God.
Lil Uzi Vert and Rich the Kid, right?
All beef in the show notes this week.
Clearly. Now, both artists have been beefing for a while now. Mm. Ever since Uzi allegedly turned down a deal to sign with Rich the Kid and opted for signing with DJ Drama instead.
For 2 sex.
They were in Philly together. Well, not together, but at the same time for the Roots picnic, right? So while riding down the block, Lil Uzi saw Rich the Kid outside and promptly got out of the car to go holler at him. Hey, man, what's that smoke you've been asking for? Then somehow they ended up inside of a Starbucks where Rich had a small scuffle with Uzi and Camp.
Somebody.
And Rich the Kid jumped over the Starbucks counter to evade the smoke.
Yeah.
Are you looking at Lil Uzi Vert any differently right now?
I respect Lil Uzi more now. Cause I didn't picture Lil Uzi to be the pull up type. But clearly Lil Uzi Vert is the pull up type. And I tell you where Rich the Kid loses me. You're doing work with Lil Uzi, some type of way y'all have a relationship, you offered to sign him to Rich Entertainment for 10 bands. That's what Uzi said.
Okay.
Because when he said something about, when he responded to Uzi about the whole DJ Drama thing,
right,
and was like, you should have signed over here, and he was like, boy, stop.
Ain't nobody
sign over there for them 10 bands. Mm-hmm. Now, look, you inviting all of this. If I'm renting, and this ain't got nothing to do with you, it ain't got nothing to do with your money no more, I ain't signed with you, you leave it at that, that's between me and you. But once you jump up in my shit, everything to come after that, that's on you. Now that I'm pulling up on you and my security didn't hit you in your jaw, you got to jump over the counter in Starbucks. You brought all this on yourself because you should have never said shit about my business. No, don't talk. This ain't got nothing to do with you, Rich the Kid.
That's
so
a fact.
Now when I pull up on you, don't try to hide behind 3 or 4 people.
Here's my thing. Rich the Kid has been turning up this beef lately, right? To me, it's only been one-sided. Mm-hmm. Rich the Kid made a video where he was mocking Lil Uzi's funeral. Oh. Now, those can easily be interpreted as fighting words. Easy. And when you do something like that.
I forgot about that video.
When you do something like that and you had to look, because he had the diss song on his album. Mm-hmm. Now, from my perspective, I haven't heard Uzi diss and Rich the Kid. Somebody younger and less washed than me can correct me on that.
He do got one song. I was doing
a little, he do?
Yeah, as I was preparing for the show.
Okay.
I found that he had one song. I cannot name it, though.
Okay, that's fair. Maybe he did do one song, but the video kind of put it over the top.
Right.
If you doing all that, unless Lil Uzi is coming at you with an Uzi in hand, you do not need to be jumping over the fucking Starbucks counter,
You got to square on up, man.
Like, you have to. You cannot do all that shit in videos and green screens. And when a nigga pull up on you on the street, now you running in them big ass Balenciagas,
dude. He's like, what's up? I mean, you pulled up on me. You tell, like, all of that shit. Like, throw that shit out of the window. He done pulled up. He done got out. And then you know what's up. Like, go on and square up. It ain't hard to figure out. I appreciate that too, because it wasn't no guns.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
No knives.
He didn't hop out 20 deep.
He ain't hop out with 30 people or nothing. We ain't finna gang you. You talking all of this shit here. Let's fight. It's what it's about, dude. I'm a man. You a man. Let's do this. Rich the Kid got to stop talking that shit, man, if he ain't willing to, like, square up for it.
At worst, fight and take an L, because everything on camera, bro.
That's on you.
You're on camera.
You shouldn't have been talking that shit. That's your L. You got to eat that. Nigga, like, Jameis Winston, you got to eat that L.
You on camera. jumping over the Starbucks. The little white girl at Starbucks, like, what the fuck?
Right, she was hot. Man,
that Starbucks taking L's.
There will be
year.
Some good interviews, like interviews with people that work in restaurants that then got to fighting in there and shit.
The world style bullshit.
That'd be some funny shit. Right?
I will say this though, this isn't the first time that Uzi. I'm not surprised at this because Uzi has ran up on motherfuckers before.
Uzi about their life. I see.
2 years ago, at it was at another festival. He was getting held back because he wanted to run up on Reese LaFlair. I think that's his name.
No idea who that is. I thought you were talking about Lil Reese from Chicago.
He don't want that smoke.
It's only a little bit amount of running up you can do, buddy.
There's only but so much
and
running up you can
and
do.
6ix9ine is about to find out. There's only so much running up you can. Did you see the video when he was like, fuck Chief Keef and Lil Reese, to go back for that for 1 second?
Yeah. But you know, he cool with Lil Durk, though.
Yeah, for now.
Right. Well,
I think Lil Durk gonna remove himself from that. But did you know the chick that was in that video used to mess with Chief Keef? That's like his baby mama.
Oh, I ain't know that.
It's like baby mama, like the chick that ran out of the video when he said fuck Chief
Keef.
Oh, Keef.
Yeah, when she got up with the phone in her hand.
She used to mess with one of them. And she know what the fucking smoke is. She got out of there quick. She grabbed a little dog and pulled a LeBron.
I seen that. Adjusted her shorts and got the fuck
got
up out of there.
So going back to it though.
All right, man. Before we hit this music break real quick, I know we running long.
Let's run it.
Quavo, your man. He's on a home buying spree down here in the A.
Let's go, Honcho.
He just dropped $2.5 million in 1 year, copping 3 cribs. Let's add this up.
Yep.
He copped a mansion in Alpharetta for $1.8. He copped a crib for Mom Dukes for $560.
Run it up.
And he copped another crib for his sister for $140,000.
Big bank.
3 cribs in 1 year. Are these smart investments for young Honcho?
I like it. I love it. I wish that we'd seen Quavo doing interviews talking about buying these homes and encouraging kids and stuff like that to invest their money when they got it and looking at real estate and stuff like that. I like this from Quavo.
I can respect it. It's better than buying 3 more chains.
Yeah.
It's better than buying 2 closets full of Balenciagas. I can't do nothing but respect this. Now, I don't want this nigga to go MC Hammer, though.
No, you can't buy 30 houses for the whole crew.
for your niggas and your partners. No.
You think Domingo's been quiet?
No. They've been touring, though. Because that album came out top of the year. They touring. They're probably going to be overseas. They going on tour with Drake later on in the year.
Oh,
they finna take
that,
off.
That Aubrey and the 3 Amigos tour.
Tough. That's going to be super.
They've been
kind
of quiet. I ain't heard nothing from them. Lil Baby kind of took their little.
Well, I mean, they came out top of the year, so they've been moving. And you got to think, Lil Baby, that's the same team. So that's a win all the way. QC.
Man, QC eat.
I'd
love to hear a conversation to QC about this Drake and Pusha T stuff. Because you got P, you got, he older.
True.
Street dude. So probably would lean towards Pusha.
Coach K.
And I'm sure, of course, going to lean towards Pusha T. And I'm sure the Migos and Lil Baby leaning towards Drake. And I'd love to hear a conversation at QC headquarters about that.
I know we mentioned this last week, but shout out to everyone who tagged us in Coach K's post.
Keep tagging him.
Yeah, fuck it. Keep tagging it again. Because, ironically, I just missed him down at Threads, which was so crazy.
Shout out to people at Threads, man.
That was wild. Anywho, we'll catch up with him later. But I will say this, though. If you're going to splurge, Quavo, splurge on some land. I ain't mad at that shit. Keep buying. Buy up the block.
It's a nice investment, I tell you that.
All right, man. Man, you can say that again. All right, song break number one, DaBaby. So this isn't Lil Baby. This is DaBaby.
This is DaBaby.
Okay. Yeah. A.K.A. Baby Jesus.
Yeah, Baby Jesus. You know this dude?
I've heard the name before.
No, well, you've seen him.
Is this the dude with the baby diaper?
That's the dude with the diaper.
I got to hear what this nigga music sounds like, then. He was at South by Southwest with the diaper on.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, that's him.
All right, man. He got a joint call today. Let's hear what he sounds like.
I'm on their ass today. I just went and picked me up a bad today. I put up on the scene with a bad little bae. She got a fat ass when I smash the shake. Smacking ass playing patty cake. Shut the fuck up, do what daddy say. I think I got a little baby mad at me. Fucked up ass, she look bad today. Told her hop in the whip, we can go get it fixed. I'ma drop the bitch off of my sis, she the shit. As soon as she done with that nappy ass, say you can call up your boy to come pick up his bitch. Damn. Look at my wrist, that's a brick. I just fucked up my Rolex, but fuck it, it's lit. Damn. I don't give a fuck about no fame and no chain and no jewelry. Put me on the lit. Damn. I just went set with the label. Niggas offer me a contract. Told them niggas I ain't want it.
Why?
The shit was whack, I didn't sign that.
I'm
the best, but never mind
that. Okay.
My shit so hard that they rewind that. Got that work if you can't find that.
Huh?
You can't afford it, we can finance. I got 1 foot in the trap, got 1 foot up there. After your coat on the rock, got my dick in your bitch. She be bending it over and buzzing it open and throwing it back. I'm trying to go fuck a
bite. All right, man, that was DaBaby, AKA Baby Jesus, with Today.
Surprisingly good, I will say. What do you think?
It's cool. He sound like
to see a nigga dressed in a diaper with a bib and a little hat on.
That's rough right there.
This is spectacular, actually.
That's rough.
For what I was expecting.
Now, I will say this, though. Shout out Charlotte, North Carolina. Sway rapping.
Yep.
He sounds like Designer.
Really?
No, yeah. Get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he does.
He better than Designer.
No, I'm not saying. No, I'm not saying like skill wise. I'm just saying his the sound of his voice sound like Designer.
Just a more clear.
He's frying a Designer, verbal, but I'm just saying he sound like him.
Okay.
It's not bad though.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
I might check
out
the tape.
Charlotte, man.
What's the name of the tape?
Baby Talk 5.
Oh man.
He got the Boss Baby cover though. That's funny.
Okay, that's kind of funny. Yeah, that make up for the name because Baby Talk ain't nothing. I'm be real.
Baby Talk 1-4.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Exist.
Now let's get to this album review.
Oh my God.
Kanye, long awaited, highly anticipated, probably most anticipated album of the year.
Oh my God.
Kanye West, after a little hiatus, man, we got that Life of Pablo 2 years ago. We were supposed to get some last year, didn't get it. TurboGrafx-16 never came out.
Thankfully.
Fast forward this year.
TurboGrafx-16.
That's what it was called. Yeah. Fast forward this year. We
is
get
that
the Twitter.
Name of them shoes?
We get the Twitter storm where he name dropped a bunch of shit. The first one he named was his album coming June 1st. We have it now. It's called Ye. It was supposed to be called like Spread Love or some shit. And it was going to be the doctor on the cover that killed his mom. A bunch of shit. They scrapped all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Wyoming for the.
Wyoming.
Wyoming for the. For the party.
The barn fire.
For the barn fire. Everybody was there except me. Hot about that. Give me your expectations going into this album. What were you expecting?
I was expecting to be blown away because of the theater that came with the album. If you're going to go full method actor on me, if you're going to put together this whole thing at TMZ, ain't going to cause this much disturbance and this whole thing. I thought the music that you were going to put out there was going to blow me away. It would be old Kanye West. He was back in his bag. He doing albums for everybody. I could hear the soul samples and it's going to take me back to Blueprint. And this is going to be Ye. This is Y-E. This is Ye. This ain't Yeezus. It's not any of that other shit. That's what I expected, which okay. is what you asked me. Go ahead. What were your expectations as a Kanye fan, though?
As a fan, I was excited. I loved Pablo. It's gotten to the point where that's underrated. I can go ahead and stamp it.
Level 10?
Yeah, I can say that. Mm. My excitement level was 10 for all those same reasons.
You're being real coy to have a 10 excitement level.
Pusha was saying that Ye was behind the boards again.
Right.
Chopping up the samples, overseeing production. Mm-hmm. Then it came out that it was going to be 7 songs. Took a little bit of wind out my sails. Not going to lie.
Because you know a nigga long-winded like Kanye West can't get his thought across in 7 songs.
So he got a lot of thoughts going through his head, man, to be able to focus and put that shit into 7 tracks and make it cohesive and have it make sense.
A lot of people.
It's going to be a tall order. Not going to lie. Pablo was way more than 7 tracks, and that shit was fire. So I was looking forward to this project, even with the 7 songs. Fuck it. I was like, fuck it. I'll just take it. Okay. I'll take it. Even though a 2-year hiatus for 7 songs chumped me just a little bit, but I'll accept it though. Your thoughts after you heard the album.
So you're not a fan of the 7 song format?
No, not really. Mm. Not really. Because you usually good albums start to pick up steam around 6, 7, 8, 9, somewhere like in the middle. With this, it's getting ready to pick up steam and then it cuts off.
Uh-huh.
It's a little deflating. It's a little like, damn, is that it? That's what's so hard about albums this short, because you can't help but feel like
there should have been more.
Is that it? Like, it just cuts off right when you think it may be picking up. So you're like, okay.
Right.
So that you have to get past that. Now let me give my initial thoughts.
Let me hear.
Once I got past the whole, is that it, with right. the first listen, and I listened to it in different formats, listened to it for a second and third time, it grew on me immediately. The things that started to stick out were the melodies. I thought the melodies and the writing were on point. The production jumped out to me out the gate. Thought that was well done. I thought the features were well placed. Mm. I thought it gave me a couple of tracks on here, gave me Oh Yay that people had been asking for, not necessarily me.
Which ones were those?
The song with Charlie Wilson sounds like something from Graduation.
Yes, my favorite song.
That sounds like something from Graduation. He's rapping a lot more. That was the knock on Pablo, is that he wasn't rapping enough.
Right.
He's rapping all on here with the exception of one song. So I thought that I think the album is very tough. It's all over the place, much like how Kanye shit has been last 4 or 5 years. So that doesn't really throw me for a loop like that. I did like the concept of the whole bipolar thing, and I'm going to kill myself at the beginning, and or I'm going to kill you because I love myself, but he's really talking about himself. A la Jay-Z killed Jay-Z on 444.
Right.
I like the whole theme. I like the vibe. I like the mood of the album. It's tough, but again, I'll repeat it, and I'll probably say this again when we listen to Nas and we listen to Kid Cudi and shit. Mm-hmm. 7 songs is too short.
I believe, like I said, the expectations were for me. I just let you know that, and I don't think that this was worth the price of admission. I think that we paid a lot as our patience or just waiting on it, the build up, whatever it may be that it took to get to this point where we had a bonfire in Wyoming and we're listening to his album. I don't think that it was worth all of this. I would rather Kanye just, one, giving me more, like you said. I wanted to hear more of the song, like you said, with Charlie Wilson, more of the No Mistakes. And I wanted it to be more concise. I didn't need him to necessarily go in depth about the Trump stuff. I didn't need him to go in depth about stuff that he... I didn't need that. Oh, you're right. But I wanted him to be concise as far as the subject. I didn't get the bipolar aspect of it. I just thought he was all over the place. And I don't know if that that's part of it.
Yeah, you could argue that. Or you could argue that's why he's always all over the place.
Okay. So, like, I didn't get that. It wasn't cohesive enough for me. It wasn't concise enough. I didn't, like... It just sounded choppy listening to it, and then I go to read, and Kim says shit, 2 weeks go by, and he scrapped the whole album that he had and working on another one. It sounds like that. It sounds like he put this together in 2 weeks, and I ain't talking about a Machiavelli type of thing. I'm talking about it sounds like I was here, boom, I like that. All right, take this one from over there. All right, I'm with these 10 people this day. All right, let's do this here. All right, I'm with this one person this day, and we working on this song. Hey, how this sound? All right, let's have somebody. Like, that's
how
much.
All of his shit sound, though.
Yeah.
Last couple years. But,
okay, and it's cool if I got 20-something songs, if I got 17 songs, and I got Kanye like the mad scientist, and you got it here in these different places, and you working with it, but when you got 7 songs, and you got about 24 minutes, it don't work. It's just like you threw some shit on the wall, and it's like that abstract paint. It ain't for everybody, and which I would say for me, I didn't get it. So it's like looking at abstract art to me. I think this is abstract rap, just like Yeezus was.
I will say he didn't address a lot of the shit that people like Charlamagne said he would address. I'm guessing that's part of the album.
He probably heard
that scrapped.
The other album, yeah.
Fair enough. I like the vibe of that shit. Like, I've never seen. This might be the first time. This might be the most divided Kanye album ever.
Right. I agree with that,
bro. I'm going down my timeline and literally in order, I can see somebody saying, man, this Ye is trash. Below that, this Ye is fire. Below that, these beats are ass. Below that, these beats are fire. Below that, he ain't talking about nothing. Below that, this nigga's
so
ripping it.
He's giving me so much about being bipolar. Yeah,
I'm seeing the far left and far right on this album, and that's amazing to me.
Why you think that is?
I think because people know too much information about the rollout. They know too much. They know it took a long time to make. Then they know he scrapped it at the end. Then they know it was recorded in Wyoming. Then they know he had the Trump hat on and he said slavery was a choice. So all of that is spilling into their opinion on this album, which is giving him a very narrow window to slide through for certain people. And if you don't slide through that window, then they're not fucking with it.
I think it goes to like what I said. I agree with you on the rollout part of it, but I said this before the album came out and I stick to it. The music has got to add up to this big grand event and these things that you're doing, this ruckus that you're calling, and it didn't quite add up. And I know Kanye is a capable artist, right? And he has songs that I know are big enough to add up to the ruckus and the controversy that he's caused. Go back to... Wait, what is it? Wait till I get my money right. Any of his biggest songs, Kanye is a pop star. He can make big songs. And what I'm saying is this, the rollout was the big event. It wasn't the music. It wasn't the album. It was like the album was the fizzle out for me. And that's why I didn't get as much from it. And I think that's why people are all over the place with this album, because a lot of people were expecting a much grander juncture. Like
how
lot
are you
of people,
gonna expect that? I'm 7 songs though. We know it was 7.
That
like
that's not people's fault, bro.
People gotta stop
he
expecting
decided to
that,
do
though.
That though. No, you can expect that as a fan or as a consumer. If people like Charlamagne or people that are in this business, even Kanye West, if you doing all this, you expect him to explain himself almost, right? You don't just want the music. You want a song addressing the stuff that's going on. You may want a song about how he feel like being a father at this point in his career and stuff like that. Yeah, he did, but like.
And that song is amazing.
It's cool. He just didn't give everybody everything that they wanted.
You
to
can't.
I'm saying to equal up to the rollout. Not in
See,
general.
That's people
no,
taking,
you can never give everybody what they want. You're right about that. But to equal up to that rollout, to be a TMZ saying that, to champion that president, I need a lot more than those seven songs in that context and that content that you gave me.
You see, that's what people are taking too much shit into account. You take what does the music sound like?
He made you take that into account, though. If he did a regular rollout, then we wouldn't take all of that stuff into account.
He's not a regular dude. This ain't regular music.
Don't give me regular music. This is regular, bro.
No, no, it's not.
This is
production is fire. He's ripping it.
Okay, let me tell you. You say it's not regular. Where do you rank this in his catalog? Because this is an average album compared to a good Kanye West album. Where does it stack up to the rest of his stuff? It's irregular.
Number one, because his discography is stellar. So something has to be toward the. Just because something is the fourth or fifth or sixth best album doesn't make it trash. It just means that his catalog is that fire. That's number one. And plus it's seven songs, that hurts it. Because he has classic projects that are 15, 16, 17. Obviously, I can't put that up against that. It's not going to work.
I mean, that, like I say, when he puts those projects out and set that expectation as this is what you get when you get a Kanye West album, if you sell me short, I can see why people feel like they robbed and they're going to judge the music even more harshly because it's not as much of it. He can put them throwaways in them other albums, like you said, when he got 17, 23 songs, and people still going to praise those albums and hail them as great. But when you got seven songs and you ain't hitting on everything and you ain't touching stuff that people want you to touch, especially your fans and people that champion you before this album, you're not going to get good feedback from
him. He gave me where he was at this space of his life. He talked about being a father to a daughter, which he had never spoken about before.
Right.
He talked about some of the battles that he got internally with himself. He talked about, in my opinion, he talked about a pretty good
amount of stuff,
range of things on here. He cut out some of the bullshit that maybe some of the excess fat that was on Pablo. Not a lot of auto tune on here, a lot more rapping. And I thought that is what people wanted based off the feedback from the last project. I will say this though, I thought the features were on point. I thought the songs were very well put together, much like they always are. It seems like, yeah, he might have done this in a week or two, but I can't tell because everything is put together with thought. Especially, let me get to my highlights.
Let's hear them.
I thought Yikes was fire. It ain't no thought, nigga. I know that shit is fire.
Because Drake wrote it.
I didn't learn that till after I tweeted out Yikes was fire, but that makes all the sense in the world. I just came from y'all with putting pen to pad. Yeah. Violent Crimes about his daughter, he is completely ripping that to shreds. Ghost Town is amazing with Kid Cudi and old girl 070 Shake. Shout out J-Ho, put me on her. She bodied that shit. The song with Charlie Wilson, you want old Kanye? There go your old Kanye, dude. Cool. You want a whole album of Charlie Wilson and Kanye duets? Dude, you're not going to get it. But you're going to get a fire-ass song on this album.
Personally, I have nothing.
It's not a slow song on here, man. And that's what you have to do when you put out seven-track projects. Same thing I said for Pusha T. You put out a seven-track project, all seven of this shit better be hidden.
Yeah,
Pusha T shit was hidden. Kanye shit is hidden.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Kanye fan like you are, then I definitely could see you running with this and saying it's dope.
What songs were you rocking with?
No Mistakes. No Mistakes was my favorite song. And then
that's banging right there.
No Mistakes was banging. And I liked
Dumanagala. Who was that on that hook on number three? That's banging.
I have no idea who that was. Yeah, All Mine. I like All Mine.
That's banging. I think that was Jeremiah, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. I can't tell who voice that is.
I only listened to it twice, though. I had no desire to go back and listen to it.
That just nullified everything you just said.
I don't care. I mean, like it just nullified everything. It don't jump out to you and say, hey, come back and listen to me, find these songs, and this and that. Like, I said before this even came out, like, if I listened to it one time and the music wasn't what it needed to be to match up with everything that he was doing, then I really wasn't going to be a fan of the album. I mean,
that's not fair.
It's not fair to you.
You can listen to Lil Baby like that. You can listen to Lil Baby one time and then you got what you pretty much. You can listen to Boopak one time and you'll pretty much get the gist of it. Shit like this needs to be listened to multiple times to catch all the themes in the bar. That's why it seemed like it was all over the place.
To you, like,
no, that's why it seemed like it was all over the place.
But you want to process it and listen to it 5-6 times.
It's good music.
To you, that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to hear it and say this and listen to it 5 times and process it. Kanye West ain't that deep of a dude to me. You
I
think he is?
No, he is.
Yeah, it's fine for you to say that. I just don't. I don't take him that way. So if I listen to it one time and I'm like, all right, I ain't got to double back and say, oh man, let me try and get this concept.
Yeah,
let me see what he means.
I just nullified everything you just said last 2 minutes.
I'm just not a Kanye West nerd, dog. I'm not invested in him enough to, like, especially with what he does, to go back and like dissect his music in that facet to like 8-9 times listen to it, especially at this stage in his career.
When season 7 of the Dissect podcast comes out and they do this, and then you go, damn man, I never, oh shit man, when he explained it, now it's amazing, like everybody wanted to do with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy as if it wasn't already a fucking classic.
That don't make no sense what you just said. That was all, like, no one shitted on that album.
Nobody shitted on it, but nobody gave it the proper respect.
That people were saying that was the best rap album.
Yeah,
ever.
Now.
No, that was before
they
Dissect.
Said, no, they weren't.
You,
no, they
you
weren't.
Hadn't ever
you
heard.
Wouldn't.
What?
I didn't hear you say that.
I didn't say it to you.
No, you didn't say it, period.
No, one, that's incorrect. I said that was his best album prior to even listening to Dissect. So what I'm saying, like, Dissect doesn't matter. Like, in
matters.
That particular thing,
we're not catching all that.
In that particular, yeah, it helped with that album because it was already banging. Your ears are like, you like that already. So I need that. Double down on it being good. They could dissect this. I don't care.
Fire.
I'm not listening to the Dissect.
Fire.
Because I don't like this. Like, if they dissected Yeezus, I'm not listening to that. I don't care what he means on Yeezus. I don't want to hear that again.
Shit bang.
So I ain't got to listen to the Dissect on it, nor would I listen to the Dissect on this. So that nullifies what you just
Ye
said.
Yay, undefeated. Yay, catalog is.
You a big Kanye West fan, though.
No, I'm a big good music fan. I'm
yeah,
a fan
yeah,
of people
label,
who make good music.
The whole label itself of Pusha T and Kanye, I mean, the 2 Chainz.
You are
a good music fan.
I just said they were 2 for 2 so far with these 7-track releases.
You're
so
not
clearly,
a Pusha T fan, though.
Oh, my God.
You was trying to tell people that they
but
wasn't
Pusha T. Who is a Pusha T fan?
Before this came out. Exactly.
Who
just
is?
Because people was riding with him now, you're like, oh, I didn't know you guys were Pusha T fans.
I've been listening to Pusha T. I've been listening to him with them with the mixtapes. We got it for cheap. Been on Pusha T.
You like a brick?
So niggas is late.
Would you like a bird?
Niggas is
that
late.
What you want?
I was listening when it was him and Ab Liva.
Everybody get a bird. Now the niggas Oprah.
I'm just saying.
Pusha T said.
I was listening to him then. Where were y'all at when he had no deal?
What do you get for
when
that?
When the clips broke up. That's I was there. Me. That's who.
That's
now this album banger though. If I had a low light though, it would be. I mean, other than the length, I'm tired of talking about the length, though. I feel like that's going to be everybody's super pause. God. That's going to be everybody's like hot take when it's Nas. Oh, it's too short. No, it's 7 fucking songs, dude. We're telling you 3 weeks in advance. No hot takes on the 7 tracks, dude.
Nas
we get
gonna
it.
Nas going to give you so many bars in them 7 songs, though. You're going to feel like a full album came
encyclopedia
out with that. I promise you. I promise that Nas going to fulfill you if you're looking for that.
But if to ask me where this fits, I would say it's above.
Bottom?
It's above Yeezus and 808s. And that's simply because it's 7 songs.
Shit.
That who?
That ain't saying much.
I know those are two great projects.
Two worst albums.
808s is actually not that. That's actually better than I thought originally. When I first heard 808s, I didn't like it.
Would you listen to Dissect?
No. When I doubled back, I realized it was ahead of its time and how much of a musical genius Kanye is.
Oh, my God.
But let us know what you guys think. Go into Rap Chat. Search. Oh, excuse me. Go on Facebook, search the group Rap Chat. Let us know what you think about the album.
Yeah, man, join in the conversation. We appreciate listening, well, excuse me, reading what you guys have to say and, you know, jumping into conversations with you guys. Very dope. So Rap Chat on Facebook. Check it out.
Song break. Harry Fraud put out a project earlier this year. It's the producer. And he got a joint on there called Thousand Ways. Mm-hmm. It's by Jay Critch. They just shot a video for it, just released it about a week or two ago.
Jay Critch is one of...
Who that?
What's the plug walk we just got through talking about?
Rich
he
the
one
Kid?
One of his artists, yeah. He owned Rich the Kid label.
Rich the Kid? He a boss with the label, ain't
he? He got like 4 people. So
he got
Famous
Dex.
Yep.
Y'all got Rich the Kid fucked up.
He can't fight, though.
No, not at all. He don't want
to smoke.
I guess
he ain't got to fight. He a boss, huh?
Yeah, maybe so. He got Jay Critch for that. Let's listen to 1,000 Ways, man.
right there where the Knicks play. Get cake, gotta make sure mama rent paid. Mama rent paid. I was dead broke, got my shit straight. Switch lanes, now they switching up, niggas bitch made. Hey. I've been finessing since the sixth grade. Switchblade, I might cut off if a shit fade. Blue face, money stacking tall, it's like 6'8. New wave, star shining all in your bitch face. It took me a minute, now I'm in the game. Wait a minute, I've been sipping Henny like it's Minute Maid. Let him hate, I've been getting to it, getting hella paid. Get away, rolling up the sour, gotta meditate. Get the guap, I'm praying and never stop. Wrists on froze, diamonds on me, do the milli rock. This yo ho, why she on me when I hit the spot? Big bank rolls, used to post about a chicken spot. Had a chance, but you missed a shot. I can never fold, say you real, but you really not. You really moving not. Like a hoe, get you peeled, niggas bending blocks. You be in the post like O'Neal, you ain't sending shots. Hey. I be ballin' right there where the Knicks play. Get cake, gotta make sure mama rent paid. I was dead broke, got my shit straight. Switch lanes, now they switching up, niggas bitch made. Hey. Bitch, I been finessin' since the sixth grade. Switch.
All right, man, that was Jay Critch on that Harry Fraud little compilation he came out with early in the year. How you feel about that?
It was pretty cool for what it was. A little young guy music.
Is he better than Richard Kidd? Nah, he ain't better than Richard Kidd.
Yeah, I mean, if we basing it off that and Plug Walk, then no.
Plug Walk. Yeah. Jay Critch, all right, man. I might check that out if I'm bored. All right, moving on.
Let me know how that goes.
Did you see? All right. Spotify confirms that there are over 8,000 registered rappers with Lil in their name.
Lil.
Oh, excuse me. Lil.
L-I-L.
In their name. Now, they ranked the most popular. They had a top 60 ranking of the most popular Lils on their platform on Spotify. Are you surprised that Lil Wayne was number one?
No. Lil, he been holding the Lils down for like 15
OG
years.
Lil.
He the OG Lil. So like
that's who we have to blame for that name.
He was the first Lil that was in existence. Well, he the first popular Lil.
Okay, because Lil C's was out.
Yeah, that's true.
Lil C's was out.
Lil C's wasn't as popular as Lil Wayne.
Not at all.
Lil C's made it out. Lil's on the list.
Lil Bow Wow was popular too.
Is he on his list?
Nah. Top three, Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi, and Lil Yachty. That sound about right.
Yeah, that's
about right.
Yeah,
that how long on this list before you was like, who the fuck is this?
I got to number five. I have no idea who Lil Klein is.
Who the fuck is Lil Klein?
K-L-E-I-N-E, Klein.
Number five.
No idea who that is.
He's above Lil Dicky, Lil John, and Lil Peep.
And I mean, Zan.
And Lil Zan. I've heard of all the Lil Kim. Oh, Lil Kim, I forgot about her.
Who is Lil Skies?
He going to be on the freshman class.
Lil Skies, where he from?
I don't know where he from. I'm not listening to this shit. I'm just saying that I just know the hurting the name.
Lil White, shout out to that legend.
Lil Baby was on number 13, by the way. How you feel about that? That's not bad for a new order.
Right. I'm surprised. He in front of Lil Troy.
No, you're not.
And Lil Flip.
Lil Snoop, rest in peace, number 28.
Lil I know Rob. Lil Rob. He grew up out south.
Everybody know Lil Rob.
I know Lil Rob. Lil Bibby.
Now, it gets tricky around 29, 30, 27.
Start with Lil Tracy.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't know who that is.
Lil Deuce Deuce.
Who the fuck is Lil Deuce Deuce?
Lil C. Lil Silvio. I wonder, is he Hispanic?
There's a dude
you think
on
Lil Silvio Hispanic.
Who fucking? There's a Lil Blood, number 36.
Lil Super, SUPA.
This the best one on the whole list. Number 43. Lil Happy, Lil Sad.
Lil Happy, Lil Sad. I guess he bipolar too.
I gotta listen to his music, dude.
He taking off. Where are you gonna find it?
On Spotify, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Lil B at number 45. This is a travesty. How in the fuck is Lil B number 45 on the Littles list on Spotify?
I give you that. He didn't. That one time I can give Lil B praise. He shouldn't be there. He should be
off. He should be top 10.
What about Lil Rick? Is that Slick Rick's song? Lil J.
We already had a Lil J. That was Jeezy's first name.
So it was Lil Kesh.
I don't, bro. Now we just.
Lil Yase. Y-A-S-E.
You're not gonna do number 51? You gonna skip over that?
Yeah, I planned on it.
Lil Fag.
P-H-A-G. Fag. Lil Fag.
Somebody is reaching, trolling their ass off with that name, dude.
What if somebody called him, if they called the whole thing out? Would he be offended?
He'd have to. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you he's like Asian. That's why he got the P-H. That's how funny. Much you wanna bet?
That's racist, but funny.
but factual. There's a little Windex, by the way.
I ain't know Lil Windex was a real person.
That's amazing. They top 60 on Spotify. They doing some.
That's crazy.
Round it out, man. Lil Mouse, number 58. Lil Fat, 59. And Lil Mosey, number 60.
Don't forget Lil Bo Peep. No. Excuse me. Lil Bo Weep.
Lil Bo Weep.
At 57.
This shit is trash. I wonder how many young so-and-sos is on here. If there's 8,000 littles, how many youngs are there? By about 4,000.
Six. Maybe six. What is it? The youngs, the lils, and then
big.
That's the next one, big?
Probably. Yeah.
MC.
MC. Nigga, was it 1980?
MC Shane.
MC Scott LaRock. That's crazy. I'm tripping off the littles. 8,000 littles, we don't need no more. Yeah, we can go ahead and stop right there.
We can dead the lils.
We can kill that.
No more lils.
We can retire that, guys. Yeah. All right. you got an On Decker of the Week.
On Decker of the Week. The infamous.
Uh-oh.
DJ Cotton.
That's my guy right there.
That's my guy. DJ Cotton came through this week. DJ Cotton had heat this week.
In the Facebook rap chat, he had very dope posts.
He had some dope posts this week. Y'all go check out some of DJ Cotton posts where it was, the Tupac one, I'm not riding with dudes saying that Tupac or Timbaland stole his beats and whatever. I'm not riding with that. With the exclusion of that post, he had some good posts, good conversations this week. So, DJ Cotton, my guy, you are the On Decker of the Week. Congratulations.
Absolutely. He just put one up of Jay Prince giving a little bit of a history of who he is and where he came from.
Check that out.
Check that out before you get that book on June 22nd, which is on Apple Music.
And he's narrating.
He's narrating it. That's super lit.
Need that.
Got to have it.
Need that.
I don't even do audiobooks, but I would do it for this.
And it's on Apple Music.
That's
already done downloaded that.
Got to have it. New music coming out. Kanye fucking West again.
Still listening to that?
Kanye and Kid Cudi this Kanye. Friday, guys.
Let me tell you, I'm
Kid C Ghost.
I'm not listening to that at all.
The melodies and the writing will be on point again. Yeah, man. Also, the Superfly soundtrack comes out, done by Future.
Man, what's up with dude hair in the movie?
I don't know. I'm gonna go see that though. It actually looked kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's cool. But why his hair like that?
He's a super fly motherfucker.
Yeah, nobody wear that.
If I could grow hair, I might make it look like that.
Man, you would be the ugliest nigga in the world if your hair was like that.
Man, why I see some people hating online? Hey, man, listen, y'all. We gotta stop this shit right here, y'all.
Hating on what?
I'm talking to my people right now.
Your bald people?
No, just my people.
Just vegans?
Even though those are my people. They people online of our culture, of our skin pigmentation, we're trying to say that, here we go again with the stereotypical blacks being pimps. Hey, man, stop.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We're talking about the Superfly movie. They're like, here we go again.
It ain't about pimps and shit, though.
That's what I'm saying. Here we go again. Now we got the stereotypical.
People were saying that, actually.
Yes, online. Wow. Now, I don't know if these people matter or not. Mm. They may have just been egg emojis on Twitter. They may not have any lives, and they just needed something to talk about. It was a slow news day. Right. That's possible. But if they're not, and they actually believe this shit, there's plenty of shit to look at, dude. We have room enough to have pimps, players, and hoes, and to have autobiographical shit, and to have slave shit, and to have horror movies, and to have sports movies.
Horror movies.
And horror.
Horror?
Horror. Get out. We have room for Atlanta. We got room for Insecure. We have room now, dude. So just because somebody want to put out some street shit, don't go crying, running in a circle, chasing your tail, dude, because, my God, we got street shit on TV
now. It ain't been a street movie in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't had no hood classic in years.
I think they might be selling, like, cryptocurrency or some shit. I don't even think they like pimping and shit.
That's what I'm – that's so –
just the name, Superfly.
Just,
it's about money.
Y'all just see it if you want to. If you don't fucking see it, dude.
Go see 12 Years a Slave again.
Again, yes. Go see that. Go see The Help.
Own network.
God damn, we ain't had no good hood movie in about 20 years. Last classic hood movie was Baby Boy.
That wasn't a classic, but that's an episode. Shit. And another podcast.
One more thing coming out this week, Freeway.
Who?
Think Free.
Freeway from Philadelphia?
Yeah, man. Shout out to all my free thinkers out there. Think Free. Yeah. I see you, Freeway. I'm with you, bro. I'm going to check
Kanye
it out.
West Wave?
Who?
Is what he doing with the free thinking and the thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
My nigga, create waves, you ride them.
Freeway got one of the best songs ever with that same song or the sample that he got with Jeezy that don't do it.
He's got one of the best songs ever, you just said.
Rockefeller history is what I meant. Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
I have no idea. I'm living life as it comes. What do you have up this weekend?
I'm waiting on a couple of movies. Jurassic Park.
Oh, I'm going to see Nipsey Hussle this weekend.
No, now you have something.
Yeah, I just thought about
it. Oh, well, that's awesome. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me all the fucking
Shout
about
out Hollywood
it.
Nip. That's my guy. Complete the marathon this week. Went to the store. Had to go out here and complete the marathon. So I'm going
to
see Nip.
You want to take your shirt to get an autograph?
100%.
No way. Don't nobody get autographs no more.
You would definitely let Kanye West sign your forehead.
Hey, man, I might try to fall up in that Nip. I seen it was sold out. I may have to get some aftermarket tickets.
Let me call him up.
No, you don't have his number, first off.
I can get the marathon going for you.
I do need to go to that show, man.
For you, but hey.
He got two shows, Friday and Saturday. Saturday sold out. I'm hot about it.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that he turned it up for.
I'm going to be in. I might pull up to that shit. Other than that, though, no more rain. Thank God. I'm ready to hit Stone Mountain. What you going to do?
Man, nigga, you can't even make it past.
When you ready?
It's phase.
I'm ready, man.
I'm going Sunday.
What is it, 2 miles? Light work.
Nah, one up, one down.
One up, one down?
You're...
Nah, I'm doing it twice, then.
Oh, my God. I'll let y'all know how that worked out for us. I'll be looking for that on IG.
Hey, man, y'all hit us up on iTunes. Listen, rate, subscribe. Hey, when y'all put those comments, that shit is dope, man. That climbs us up the iTunes ladder.
Yeah, them chicks, you know.
Get a looks. Please go and comment. Thank you for everybody who has already done so. You already know by now, if you comment, we will read it.
Yep, appreciate it.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.